Hi, everyone. Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. So good morning, everybody out there in internet land, podcast land, Roku channel, and Amazon Fire channel. So here we are, Money Talks today. I'm Russ, interviewing my friend Chris Cunningham from a company called SolarFit here in Daytona Beach. She is the crack sales representative for SolarFit. And actually, my wife and I are one of her most current and satisfied customers and clients. And so I thought I wanted to talk with her online today and get some information on her background, where she's come from in life, and what she's about. I understand that she didn't start out in sales, but she's migrated into that world. And so she's going to tell us a little bit about that, things she's learned, maybe some advice that she can pass on to you folks. Ways to make money in sales, ways to make money in business. So I want to turn it over to you, Chris, and hello, and tell us about Chris Cunningham.
Thank you. Good morning. I did not start in sales. I've always been a background person and projects, always been a very strong worker, been a leader most of my life. And worked in the medical field for 30 years. And so I traveled around the country. I lived in different cities throughout my medical career, enjoyed all of it, meeting new people, living in different parts of the United States and getting to know those areas. And so after 30 years, I just decided that it was time to take a different direction in life. And my best friend at that time, she started a business from the ground up selling mobile homes.
Mobile homes, you said?
Mobile homes.
Okay. All right.
And that was an industry that didn't have a lot of attention focused to it. You have different degrees of mobile homes ranging from literally $1,000 all the way up to $300,000 when you're talking about modulars or, you know, just the quality of the mobile home residence. So I transitioned out. I retired from the medical field, and my friend guided me through the process of training, and they helped me really understand the strength that I had in communicating with people, which came from communicating with thousands upon thousands of people in the medical industry. And so I took those skills and transitioned them into sales. And it started out slowly while I learned how to set guidelines and to set boundaries, because I was trying so hard to sell and I was doing everything for everybody. And there was a lot of people that took advantage of me, which was fine because it was a learning experience. But I learned to set boundaries and became the top salesperson within a year and a half, and did very well. Learned that industry. But my true calling is really the environment. And so since 2005, I have been very active in most parts of activism with energy and with cleaning up the water and solar, of course. But that was a passion, not quite a job yet. And so, sadly, my friend died. And so I no longer really felt that I wanted to be sad all the time working in that industry. So in that time frame, I also became very engaged with the employees of SolarFit. I was on their radio program 3 times. Funny story, because I was on their radio 3 times. I ended up in Norway, one
No.
interviewing the vice mayor on environmental issues. That was just an incredible experience that all came about from being interviewed with Bill Gallagher. And so you never know where your life is going to take you.
That's right.
And from that time on, I've also grown in my areas of expertise within the environmental causes. And also I am, again, in many leadership positions within Volusia County, as far as soil, water issues, everything involved. So that led me to SolarFit. So I worked my passion and also in my spare time, took care of the issues that are brought to my attention. And here I am, in the top salesperson many, many, many months. In the last few years, I've been with SolarFit.
Awesome. Awesome. So started out in sales in the mobile housing industry, and you developed a passion for the environment during that time. You were still with the mobile sales, but on your side life there, you were getting involved in the environment. And then you met Bill Gallagher from SolarFit.
Yes, actually my environmental activism goes back to 2005 when I was living in Las Vegas. I was captured by the Sierra Club and quickly moved up the ranks of the activism and leadership, and brought that wherever I went. I was in Las Vegas, and I moved to Asheville, North Carolina. Again, got involved in all of their issues in that state, and then came back to Florida in 2014 and jumped right back in again. So that passion has followed me for almost 20 years. But it, when you're in that capacity of leadership and expanding your networking, you meet a lot of people along the way. And so I'd always known about SolarFit, always known the people, and then the more I knew, the more I was engaged in being invited. That's why I got on the radio programs, because of what I did in the environmental activist capacity.
Obviously, SolarFit's involved in the environmental world as well, and so it was a good fit for you two. And then through the course of, what'd you say, you were interviewed on his radio program 3 times, ended up in Norway, and then what happened one day, he says, and you were still with the mobile sales.
I was, but I was doing all of it at the same time.
And then one day, what did he do? He calls you and said, Chris, how about you coming to work for me?
Well, in effect, I interviewed. I was actually doing both jobs for a little while because I was transitioning out of the mobile home sales, but I had so many sales that I stayed to follow through on all my sales and making sure everybody was okay and everything went through, that I was doing both. And so I interviewed for the position, and did, you know, that was all fine, and resigned from the other one, the mobile homes, but was still balancing them so that the customer, because in my heart and always, the customer always comes first. Regardless of whatever I'm doing, the customer always comes first.
Got to be that way. Otherwise, there's no point in us being around if we don't put our client, our customer first,
right,
in the forefront of our mind, to how can we serve that individual? How can we meet that individual's needs, right?
Yes, and just because my life was taking a different turn, going into the job that really worked congruently with my passions, that doesn't mean that all the people that trusted me to sell their home or help them buy their home, whichever side I was on at that moment in time, I could not just walk away from anybody. Yeah, so that's an aspect of working with customers and patients in the medical field and doctor's offices. You know, you don't want to let anybody down if you can.
Right, indeed. So when you went from the medical field, non-sales position, but obviously had an attitude of service in that field, went into the mobile sales industry, whole different world. Selling is a different world than, you know, any other job, basically. How did you become so good at selling mobile homes when you came from nothing? I'm sure that your employer taught you all about the ins and outs of this mobile home and the features and the benefits of that mobile home and so on and so forth. But that's not enough, is it, to do a real sales presentation, a close, handle objections and negotiations and all that stuff? Where did you pick that part up for your in your repertoire?
An interesting transition, because at first, since you are going out with no experience in sales, because you, historically or in any job that doesn't involve sales, there's a level of expectations of what your behavior is to be in your job that they're paying you to do. So you know through training, or and you know through guidelines, and you know through human resources and whatever code of conduct and so on and so forth, you know what those are. And since I was a manager, not only did I have to know that myself, but I also had to teach it. And so it becomes part of your own networking of solving problems and helping people within their job to learn to solve problems as well. You get out into sales, and sales, in theory, I think, has to do with following a script. Is a better way of saying it. So you have a script. And so you can read that script, and you can incorporate that into your communication with the customer. But if you honestly don't believe it, or it's not part of who you are, it doesn't come across as genuine. And so at first I struggled with that, because I wanted to do my best, but the part that I forgot was the me part. I was trying to replace who I was with somebody else who I thought was successful, or somebody who I thought those qualities were, you know, better than who I am. And I learned that that was a mistake. And as soon as I learned to be me, and instead of trying to be somebody else, the sales just exploded. Because I have my strengths, and I have confidence. And when you are confident in what you are saying, that comes across. And so my first and foremost is to always establish a relationship with the customer and build that trust. Trust is a huge factor in sales.
Oh, yes.
I took this weekend, they're not even my customers. I don't even know how they got my phone number. I know whose customer they were, but it's like, well, okay. And, you know, so I followed through all this weekend to help this person out, even though I haven't got a clue who you are. But that didn't mean anything. And I've always, I'm going to take care of the customer and take care of the person first. And that's who I am. So whether it was selling mobile homes, and I have done some things I've helped. I had to deal with somebody who had severe mental issues, and that's not my field of expertise, but everything that I could do to help this woman, I mean, she literally, the day before she was moving out of her house and sold her home, she didn't know she sold her house and and had to move.
Wow.
And I mean, didn't know at all. And
Ooh.
I walked in and oh my God, she had nowhere to live, nowhere to go, no family. And that, so you can imagine how I stepped in. And believe me, she was out the door. She had a house within 24 hours because I stopped everything I was doing to help her.
Wow.
My first experience.
Yep. Customers number one. How I like what you had said about believing in yourself, who you are, what you can do, what you're about. And then secondly, you have to believe in your product, don't you?
Absolutely believe in your product and know your product.
Yep.
A couple times, you know, at the beginning, I didn't know. And of course, the classic, I don't know now, but we're going to find out. I'm going to get your answer. And I still have to do that sometimes, obviously. Uh-huh. I don't know everything about everything, but I do find out. And so through the learning process, you become obviously more confident, but you have to take the time to learn not just what the business is expecting of you, but you need to elevate yourself and be able to answer any question. Again, that's how I ended up in Norway, because I didn't know what Bill was going to ask me the first time he interviewed me. I had no idea. I studied everything that I could possibly think of that he could ask me, because I was going to be on the radio and I had to know what I was talking about. So, and I've taken that philosophy always. And so learning about not just solar, I mean, there's the whole environmental aspect of that that is true. To that, I can speak most passionately about anything having to do with that relationship with the environment. However, the technical side is where I have to learn about the things that people can ask me, because sometimes you run into an engineer, sometimes you run into somebody, you know, you don't know their background. And they, when you first meet them in their space, you learn really quickly what their concern is. And that's where the training comes in. That's where training in sales comes in, because you learn to recognize, when I was in the medical field, I didn't need to know that.
Uh-huh.
I was the one there who they came to see, not the other way around. This way, I'm going to see the customer, and I need to be prepared for anything that I walk into and be the professional to recognize everything that's going to help me make that sale and what they're looking to do. And there's so many aspects of that, that the only way you can stay on top of that is through training.
Right, right. How, you mentioned trust a little while ago. How, walking into a house, I mean, I suppose every interview is different, because mm-hmm. every person is different. There's some things that are probably very common in your presentation and what you're going to talk about and stuff, but because every person is different, every situation can be different. How do you walk into the house, sit down, greet the people, sit down with them, do a needs analysis based on their kilowatt hours and so on, like you did with us, et cetera? How do you develop trust? You know, what I've heard in sales is that people have to like you, and it's like the end result is, I like you, I'll take you, and by the way, I'll take your product also, all right? Right. How do you develop that trust when you've never met with the people before? Maybe you've conversed on the phone for a few minutes to book the appointment and that kind of thing, but to build that trust so they can look at Chris and say, I like her, I trust her, I believe she's a straight shooter. How do you do that?
Well, when I walk in, first of all, I am always on time. Always. Uh-huh. I was going to be 1 minute late one time, and I called and let them know I was going to be 1 minute late because I am not late. That's the first thing. Second of all, I have my name on my car. Okay, so not only do it does it say Solar Orphan on my car, but it has my name, Chris Cunningham, on my car. So if you really want to, I am not a hard person to find ever. And so when I walk up to the door, a lot of people have rings now on there and they can actually see me. I can't obviously can't see them, they can see me. So I'm sure that I am facing that ring thing when and I'm smiling. Okay. I'm not sitting there like, somebody who's just dreading walking in the door. I'm really happy to walk in there. I want to see people's houses and how passionate they are about what they called me for. It's like, I didn't call you, you called me. And so I'm here because you basically summoned me. And I'm here to be the best that I can be and tell you the truth and educate you on what we have to offer you to assist whatever it is your needs are. So when somebody comes to the door, I'm always smiling. And I am physically, I think that I don't look like I could hurt anybody. I don't look like anybody needs to be defensive towards me. I'm kind of plain looking, and I'm not anybody that looks threatening. So that makes people relax when they just see me. Now, a lot of times, because my name is Chris, they expect a guy, and sometimes they are a little startled that I'm not. Sometimes. Mostly the people at the guard gates, for some reason,
The
I
guard
think.
gate, yeah.
They always say, well, you're not a good guy. I don't know. Anyway, so we walk in the door, and 90% of the people have animals. And maybe 95% of the people have animals. I'm an animal person. So all animals come to me. And if they're dogs, they smell. I mean, I have two dogs, so my clothes smell like dogs, probably. My dogs. But whatever it is, because all the dogs go straight to my ankles and they smell. And then it's the dogs that give me the permission to come in the house. It's not the So as soon as the customers, remember, it's like 95% know that their animals are welcoming me into their home. It totally changes the dynamic. We walk in, and I'm looking around just to get an idea of what's going on. I'm also conscientious of my own safety. I mean, I'm walking to somebody's home that I don't know, so I am being observant. And so I'm there for a pool, solar pool heating. I'm looking out the back door towards the pool. If I'm there to sell solar electric, I'm kind of looking around to see how updated things are because I haven't seen the electrical box yet. But I'm just looking around to see if this is a house that has updated electrical items. So as for knowing the person beforehand, I've already looked at their home from satellites. I've already created a design with the solar panels, regardless of what type they are. I already know their house from the sky's view. So that's a big help. I also show off with props. If I'm selling a solar pool heating system, I've got that in my hand. If I have electric, I've got a copy of their home from the sky with the solar panels on it. I've got information for any product they could possibly want readily available in my hand. But I don't come in, I'm not like I'm coming in with groceries. I'm not coming in with everything in my hand. But you can see that I'm here to educate. And I kind of say that. I'm here to teach you about solar. I'm here to answer all your questions. So sometimes they have me sit in the living room. Sometimes they have me sit in the kitchen. Sometimes we go outside. Some people don't even let me sit. If I'm sitting in the solar pool heating system, we may never even go in the house. We're outside and I have to do everything standing up. That's interesting.
Oh, well,
It's like, all right, whatever.
you have
And
to
so
be adaptable.
So the trust comes from all of those. I'm there for them. I answer their questions. And the one thing that I do, and I think is a strength, is I try to find a common bond with everything. I have a lot of experience as far as having to communicate in a very short amount of time and a connection. I used to stick a lot of needles in people, and you have to have a really good repertoire between people really fast. I've had to do that, and so I try to connect anything that I can find. It could be a picture of a whale, or it could be something that I might have seen in my grandmother's house a long time ago. I look for something that we can talk about that builds that connection on their home front, and that I am somebody that's willing to share my experiences with them and gain that, experience where they can feel that they can talk to me.
Right. Wow. That common bond builds the trust, something in common to chat about, to be like an icebreaker, I guess, is you start a conversation and, oh, I like that painting on the wall, or I love your carpeting or whatever. I love your dogs. You know, I've heard it said that that dogs and children can tell the true nature of an individual. And like you were saying, the dogs will come up to you and they're all friendly and they're welcoming. But a person that has a different type of a character, the dogs, and they're going to go nuts. And that can be a red flag to the prospect of there's something going on here. Same with children. You know, if they gravitate to you, that's cool. If they shun and stay away, then that's not so good. But they have that inner sense, basically, of being able to discern what we're really like inside, you know. Wow. So you're always on time, you're always smiling, and you're always prepared. You always have in your briefcase and your folder that which is going to be used to present your story, SolarFit story, and so on and so forth. Going through the when we met at our house, you went through the program and so on and everything and the pricing, etc. You never asked us to buy. You never tried to close. Do you ever try to close? Do you ever? Well, do you? Have you seen enough? Have you heard enough to make a decision? That's a great transition into a close. Do you ever do anything like that?
There's that absolute fear in your heart that rejection could be there anytime. And so, when I'm going to close, there are different techniques that can be used. Sometimes it's as simple as, I'm going to get you on the schedule now, okay? It could be as simple, there's lots of questions that you answer, and it's not quite closing, but you're continuously asking questions to close any objections, constantly asking more questions. And then a lot of times, again, I'll use, when you get on the schedule, I'll get your schedule off, something to that effect. The closing aspect of some people is gradual, and always trying to measure that. Sometimes I do use the classics that I learned through training, and they work 50% of the time. One of the, I guess one of the This comes from a long time ago of just somebody saying, just be quiet. I have a little bit of a hard time.
Ah, wow. Wow.
I would actually watch my hands underneath the table. I'm clenching my hands to keep my mouth quiet.
I've heard it said, the first person that speaks loses. You ask the question and wait for the answer. Chris, before we went live, you warned me about your audio flaking out over time. It has begun to do that. But I'd like to continue on, but maybe we should take a pause here. If you exit, okay, if you leave it and then restart your computer and then come back on, maybe your audio will be healthy again for the duration. You want to try that?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to switch to the other computer.
Okay. All right. So we will stand by, everybody, here on Money Talks while Chris gets her act together with her computers. As you've been able to tell thus far, this lady has a vast array of experience, starting in the business world, medical, transitioning into sales, becoming the top producer in mobile homes, and now she's the top producer in solar. And there's something she's doing right, and I hope you're paying attention to her experience and sharing her experience and her wisdom based on her experience, things that work, things that don't work, what she's been able to accomplish in her career in the sales world. And I'm anxious to get her back online so we can continue this conversation. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
And I can see you now. All right. So, in a selling situation, one of the reasons people are not successful in sales is they don't go for the close. They don't ask for the sale. You can go through the presentation, the dog and pony show and everything, but if the person is waiting and you never ask the question, are you ready to sign? Are you ready to proceed? Oftentimes nothing's going to happen, and it's on the salesperson that they didn't go through that. And I think you mentioned when your sound was getting garbled up, you said something about rejection. Who likes to be rejected? But that's part of the game. That's part of the thing in sales, isn't it? Is to develop a tough enough skin that even so, there's that rejection, maybe a door slammed, you know, abuse, verbal abuse, and so on. We just keep on going, don't we? Because we've got a job to do. And as we believe so much in ourselves and in our product, that this product is going to change your life, Mr. and Mrs. Client, I have to proceed. I've got to do all I can to get you in this product. Wouldn't you agree? This all makes sense. That's just part of the package, part of
exactly
what we're about. Indeed. So, in your business now, what do you rely mostly on, referrals, or how do people come in contact with SolarFit or with Chris Cunningham to say, I want her to come to my house and let's talk solar? How does that happen?
Well, a lot referrals are the best source of any sale, because you're somebody that has experienced the product. You're talking about somebody that knows you already and can give you a little, hey, I know this person, I trust them, they've done everything that they said they were going to do, they're a good company. SolarFit's been in business for, that's a really long time to be in business in this area. There's no franchises and in Columbus, Ohio, there's nothing. Bill Gallagher has been here almost all his life. He's got a SolarFit has a showroom, a, staff and trucks and a lot of advertising as far as going around and seeing our trucks are big and bright. And so we have a lot of people, over 23,000 installations. That's a lot of installations.
Yeah.
And so you can, I mean, you can literally claim to fame that this is very customers. Once you're part of SolarFit, you know, it's in the computer, you call, you're put right to the top. You can, Elder has his own radio program, and he makes sure that he's out. He's very, SolarFit endorses having part of NASCAR. He's been around a very long time with the very successful business.
So the overall marketing,
because he graduated from,
yeah, you know, the overall marketing, yeah, all the marketing referrals, right, is all part of the thing. And by the way,
he does commercial, we do residential.
Okay. I have a couple of referrals for you too, by the way, as a matter of fact. So anyway, and
thank you.
Those are the best.
No,
those are the best, no doubt about it. They're not always in your business. It sounds like you've got enough going on that it keeps your pipeline full, I would say, right? Have you ever had to do cold calling?
I don't do cold calling. I don't knock on doors for reasons. One is because it's hot, really hot outside.
Truly.
I'll put door hangers up. When I have a sale, then I'll go put door hangers up, or I'll sell. Send postcards around the area,
uh-huh,
where the sale was. So I have a lot of different strategic activities. I personally don't knock on doors because I don't think I'm really quick on my feet all the time. And I've seen these people come to the doors. Some of my friends, I'll be there, and they come to the door, and they're like, well, come talk to Chris. I'll be there, and I'll have my work shirt on and come to the door, like, selling solar, and start talking to them about what they know. And they don't know very much most of the time. It's kind of amazing how their lack of training has gotten them as far as that.
Really? Yeah. I know we've had a couple of we've had a couple of solar people come to the door, and I think these people were just appointment setters, but nevertheless they were still doing the cold prospecting, the making the cold calls, and kind of ice breaking, I guess you could say. But it's part of what they're about. You guys, you've got enough going on that you haven't had to rely on that so much. Previously, your audio was,
well, they're not actually local. They're not actually local.
Right.
There are people that they're not. They're actually not that many local companies around, and those that are local are well known to.
Got it. Okay.
Each other. Now, this competition is fine.
Previously your audio was failing, but your connection is not very good right now, and so there's a lot of breakup as we're going. So I want to finish this with you talking to somebody who is contemplating sales as a profession. What advice from a seasoned professional, top in her class, top in her field, what would you say to someone who is just starting out, or maybe even struggling? Maybe they've been in it for a while and they're just starting out again. What would you say? What advice would you pass on to them?
Be yourself. Always be professional. No matter what goes on, let me get to you. It's uh-huh. not personal. People are usually maybe not the nicest, but that it's not really them. They're just nervous about something. So never take anything personally. They don't expect you. Sales has a connotation to it, implies some sort of forcefulness or something that's not experienced on a positive level. So always keep it positive. If they say no, you walk out the door with grace and dig and thank them, and they'll call you back if they want something. You know, always be professional and be good at what you do. Be confident, but always mind.
Be confident
and kind.
And kind. They abuse you. They swear at you. What is your response? Kindness, gentleness, humility. Right?
I've never had that happen to me. People don't generally treat me that way.
It probably depends on the market that you're in. Kind. Yeah.
No defense. Yeah. So. I've never had that happen. Sure does.
You're fortunate.
I've never had it happen. So I'm hoping that it doesn't happen to other people.
Yeah, well, it does.
Hopefully people don't have to do that.
Yeah, well, it's a great profession. Sales definitely helps make the world go round. Everything we have, somebody was involved in the sales process to make it happen, to make it available to us. So it's important. It's an important career, profession, and as people learn how to do it properly, they'll be successful. So, Chris Cunningham, SolarFit, I appreciate the time that you've given us. Been able to chat with you a little bit here. Hi, thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy.com. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.